We want to make sure that this is a safe place for people to answer questions and ask questions, because somebody came for the first time. They've never been to a religious meeting in their life. Last week at Invite Week, they heard the gospel. You had some interactions with them and they came back. What is the number one thing they're looking for? You just told me about God and that he loves me and he cares for me and he wants to have a relationship with me. Is this going to be a safe place for me to make connections with God and with you?
Working with the local church to take the hope of Christ to every student in the United States. This is First Priority. Now here are your hosts, Steve Cherico and Brad Skelling.
Well, welcome everyone to the First Priority of America podcast. I'm glad that you're here. Steve and I are both glad that you're here and listening in again today.
Absolutely.
Super glad. We've got a good show.
Yeah, you know what? And it's nice to button some stuff up, which is what today is.
It is. We are in the fourth week of our four-week series on the Epic Cycle, which is what we run, the curriculum, the content, the purposes that we run in the First Priority clubs around the country.
The ministry tool, if you will.
I like it. That's why I keep you around. It's add wisdom and insight.
There's usually a reason or two. There's not many, but there's one or two reasons.
Yes. No. So, last week of the cycle, it is Connect Week. We've already talked about equip, prepare, and invite. So we want to touch base about Connect Week. What is Connect Week, Steve?
You know, Connect Week comes down to three things, and then we'll break each of those things down. But are we re-following up and having students ensure that students are reconnecting or connecting to Christ after they've made a decision?
Yeah.
Are we helping students with getting students back into the club? And again, we'll dive into that a little deeper in a moment. And then are we helping students find a local church?
And I will direct people to our website as a reference. If you want to follow along, at least with what I'm looking at today, you can go to firstpriority.club/epic and you can click on Epic Year. And then click on September, because I'm just in the first month of the year, and scroll all the way down. There's a lot of instruction there. Scroll all the way down to the last week and you will see Connect Week in that PDF, September 2021. It's labeled. You don't need to follow the month, obviously. You can pick whatever month you want, but the title of it is I Follow Jesus, Now What? And the main point is we follow Jesus by doing the basics, reading the Bible, praying, going to church. And the whole meeting is centered around what you just said. It's not just an idea of, you know, following up with their connection to Christ, the club, and the church. Those are three great C's, but it really does get into the fundamentals of saying, you know, let's talk about reading our Bible. And they read some scripture together and talk about, while, you know, God speaks in different ways, what is he saying to you through this scripture passage? And for a new believer, how revolutionary is that? They've never probably done that before. But let's reaffirm their connection to the Christ and to God's word by reading some scripture together and talk about how that applies to our daily lives.
And that, you know, as a former youth pastor, current youth worker, that does nothing but fire me up, Brad. Because it means that there is something about what we do on a gathering, a club level, that is set apart from all the other clubs that are out there, right? All the other clubs, you go to Beta Club to be part of Beta. Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you go to Chess Club to be part of Chess. That's awesome.
Yep.
Right. But as a youth worker who's committed to eternity, the idea of our main thing being the number one goal is not First Priority.
Yep.
There's a goal in there, right?
Yeah.
But the number one goal is, are we helping students find a greater connection point to their Savior and to eternity through a relationship with the living God and Jesus Christ?
That's right. That's right.
And again, being a youth worker, that just fires me up. It draws me back to this thing every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you never know how the conversation goes, right? Once you're in the club, and what some of the answers the students give, whether they're starting to give Sunday school answers or if they give real raw answers. And our goal is hopefully that people are just real with each other and You know, when they ask those questions, when was the last time you read the Bible? Or do you read the Bible, and why or why not? You know, always asking that why question. Why would we read the Bible? Hopefully, you know, once they read scripture and they start asking those questions, you get some real answers. Hey, this is how it affects my life. This is how I get connected to God. Here's how I get grounded. And it can just be a really good moment for that club and those students.
And, you know, we jumped in really fast with the things that are so serious, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, after it, in the midst of that conversation or even before, there's so much good content in what you've said to open up on the website about, hey, this is how you break down some of those walls. This is how you, you know, create an opportunity for discussion and to dig deeper. And so, again, what I like about Connect Week is that the second thing we do is connect the student back to the club. Find a place where things are safe. Find a place where you feel like you're a part, right? And then in the midst of that, then you can find what you just said, which is authentic discussion about how things really are going.
That's right. That's right. Well, and that's a good reminder for us. Those who are listening, we're leaders of a club somewhere, whether it be a director, a coordinator, a club coach, or whatever. But we want to make sure that this is a safe place for people to answer questions and ask questions, because they're following up. If somebody came for the first time, they've never been to a religious meeting in their life, just go there for a moment. Last week at Invite Week, they heard the gospel. You followed up with them. You had some interactions with them and they came back. What is the number one thing they're looking for when they do that? They're looking for that safe place. You just told me about God and that he loves me and he cares for me and he wants to have a relationship with me.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a safe place for me to make connections with God and with you? And how can we best love that person and care for that person who's walking through our doors for the second time?
Yeah. And you know what, that points me towards how well as adults have we trained our student leaders?
Yeah.
What assumptions have we made that, oh, students will know how to do this, that we shouldn't have made, right?
Right.
And what language didn't we use that we need to empower students with language, because we know language creates culture.
Yep.
And culture changes the way someone perceives the group they're in.
Yep.
So, you know, as you're talking, I go, man, that draws me to really look at my Connect Week training and even my mid-month meeting that I have with leaders and say, okay, let's just have a reminder. I know Connect Week feels easy, right? So bang, 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 but let's slow down and make sure that we have everything in place so that you feel fully equipped for whatever's going to walk in that door.
That's right. That's right. And I like where you're going with that, because that brings me back to when I'm a coach sitting in that room, I have everything I can do not to jump in and quote unquote fix it. Right.
Yep.
Let's jump in and let's say something profound and, you know, cause God's revealing everything to me. Well, he wants to use these kids as well. You're their coach, a coach on, and you're going back to our, you know, sporting analogy, a coach doesn't go and play in the high school football game on a Friday night. They observe what's happening and they make adjustments. And that's exactly what you're talking about there, is as you're observing, don't feel like you need to jump in and fix by speaking. You are observing and you need to make adjustments. You need to train those student leaders who are the public speakers to make adjustments to their game plan, to make that safe place, to ask the right questions, to give time for silence and for response. And yeah, to because that's going to change things in the long haul. If you jump in and fix, then the meeting may go better. But if you coach and you adjust, then every meeting will go better. Right?
Oh, so, you're right. I'm sitting, you know, Brad, you see my background. My background has got a baseball bat with some kids that gave to me from the 12U year, right, that I prize. And it's got a bunch of little just plaques from stuff. And I know as a coach, when I'm on a baseball field, if the kids are struggling that day, it is likely because I did not prepare them, right? Yep. And as you said, I can't pick up a bat. I can't put on a helmet. I can do some in-game stuff in between innings where I can have quiet conversations with guys who are leaders and say, hey, don't forget this. Hey, remember, hey, we're not out, right? I can do those things.
Yep.
But in terms of playing the game, it would feel better for me to go out there and hit a couple doubles off of a 13, 14, 15 year old. That would feel great.
Yeah.
Not only is it not legal, it would cause the students to say, well, why in the world am I here?
Yeah.
If you're just going to play it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a long view as a coach on how you're going to handle these students. And the Connect Week is a great place for that.
That's right.
That's right. Which leads us to one more long view, right? Leads us to the one last place we want to connect them.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. What is it?
That's the local church.
Yes. I like the local church.
Well, we all do. The First Party Club is not the local church. It's the Local Church United.
Correct.
And at the end of the day, helping students get students involved in a discipleship model in a local church,
that's right,
is the end result.
Yep.
It's my story. I mean, okay, when Turbot, I'm going to jump in, when Turbot led me to Christ, within 2 weeks without knowing any better, he brought me to youth group.
Yeah.
Like an eternity ago, but it, you know, it's 33 years ago.
Yeah.
The first thing he did after he helped me figure out some simple things and, hey, this is the Bible and this is scripture, was, hey man, within 2 weeks, I was at a Wednesday night trying to figure out my first religious meeting.
Yep. Yep. And the fun part about your story too, is that religious meeting wasn't a perfect religious meeting. It wasn't the greatest group in the world, but it was a group of people trying to figure out who they are in relationship with Jesus. And you joined right in with that.
That's a great word.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I like. I'm sitting here looking at the PDF while you talk about it. What church do you go to and how often do you go and why do you go? You know, we are very deliberate, very intentional about asking those questions, creating those opportunities for conversations. And I think it's two sides of it. It's for the new believer, so they can see, you know, hey, this is important. Here's what I'm going to get out of it. But yep, it's also for the longtime believer. You know, some people might be kind of apathetic or not liking their youth group or this, that, or the other thing. And they're like, okay, this reminds me why I go. I haven't said why I go for a long time. Maybe I've just been going for a while because that's what my parents say I should do. But, you know, I do go for more than just the Chick-fil-A biscuit on a Wednesday night, or, you know, the friends or the nine square in the air, or whatever the case might be. It's I do go because I do believe in Jesus and I do really want to grow in my walk. And I probably need to put more effort into my Wednesday night activities instead of whining and complaining about it. And yeah, and kind of go from there. It's conversations I had with several of my small group kids a while back. They were talking about, we're just singing the same songs again. Well, yeah, we are singing the same songs again that we did a couple weeks ago, but how does that affect you being light of the world? Because that's what you're being called to. So if you want to be light of the world, what difference does it make what songs we're singing? And they're like, huh, that's a good point. Let's figure that out for a moment.
Out of the mouth is the overflow of the heart, friend.
That's right.
Sounds like they haven't been transformed around that song in their heart, and there's some work to do, and that's okay. Good.
Yep. Yep. So final thoughts about Connect Week. It's pretty simple, but and very intentional is what I would say to that. So looking at it, there's a new believer moment that says, if anyone here today decided to, for the first time, to follow Jesus last week, you know, would you like to share why you made that decision? And we'd love just to create a space to hear from you and what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your mind. And giving people room to share that, it's just an amazing opportunity. You talk about getting fired up as a minister to students. That's just going to get students fired up to create that space to hear how God has used their club to change somebody's life. I mean, that's it right there. And I would challenge people as well. If you're following this outline, if you're working it, and you're not seeing the results, again, what are those observations? If you come across that and say, well, we have a new believer moment, but well, we're going to skip that because we don't have any new believers. Well, don't skip that because you don't have any new believers. Let's talk about why we don't have any new believers. It's because nobody invited anybody. You just came for the pizza yourself instead of for sharing the gospel. And so let's be honest about that. and say it in the room. Because I think even just saying it in the room that, hey, we didn't invite anybody, we all just came for pizza ourselves, you know, maybe that creates some guilt. And that's an okay kind of guilt, I think. That's not a shame kind of guilt. That's a, man, we need to dig in here a little bit, because life change is exciting. We can all get excited about that stuff, right? So,
good.
Be honest, be straight up, work through it, figure it out.
Do hard things.
God's going to use you to redeem his creation, and he wants to. So, dig into it and walk through it.
Yeah, I think the thing, again, that I like about the ministry tool that we've provided is Connect Week always leads back to Equip Week, right? Mm-hmm. It's always, you're always finishing with a fresh start.
Yep.
And so even as you're closing it, it's not an ending, it's a beginning, right?
Yep.
And so there is a level of excitement that you can give the students and say, hey, man, you button some things up. Good news, in the journey of this thing called Christianity, there will always be this big circle where you'll come back to the beginning, the roots of the faith, right? I mean, you can do so much in language with that, right? But
yep.
Next week is, and let's set that up, and bang, off we go. Come back excited.
Correct. Yep. Well, Steve, it's another great week. It's another great opportunity for students to reach students and connect them to their club and to the local church, and to see people grow in who God has created them to be. It's exciting to be a part of it.
It is. That was a great 4 weeks, Brad. I appreciate you taking the time to get it prepped. And I'm actually going to go back and listen to the first three as we sum this one up.
It's good stuff. I hate to say it, but we're really good at what we do.
Yes, you are, Brad. Yes, you are.
Good and humble and kind and all those things.
Yeah, all those things.
All
those things. Good.
Well, thanks everyone for listening and being a part of the First Priority family, and being out there taking the hope of Christ to every student. We appreciate your feedback. We appreciate your comments. We're thankful that you listen along and are with us on this journey. And we're excited to start a new series again next week. Thanks, everyone.
Have a great week, Brad. See you soon.
Later.